Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon. I come from Nanjing Agricultural University. I'm lucky and I'm happy here and give my presentation named Noise Particle Morphological Modeling and Visualization. Noise is the most important crop in China, and it is one of the most important food in the world. Rice particle is very crucial to yield formation. But many reporters paid attention to quality and nutrient of rice grain, and little reported about the rice particle architecture. And the gross model is to simulate the crop population at a crop population level, and like simulate gross biomass, leaf area index. So, and the architecture model is simulated more specific at organ level. So my research objectives is to develop a morphological model for rice particle and to visualize the rice particle on the computer. How to visualize the rice particle? This is a flow. This is a graph of the visualization of the rice particle. We need the experiments data. So we do some field experiments and read some historical literature and develop the particle architecture model. And we can get the model output, architectural parameters, and topological structure. We also using computer graphic technologies to develop the geography model and integrate all of these, and we can visualize the rice particle. These two figures is displayed the architecture of rice particle in different ways. rice particle includes particle lake and particle lake root and particle axis, prime branches and secondary branches and spikelet. So how can we visualize the rice particle? So we do some measurements. The length of axis and primary branches and secondary branches and the interlodes and the number of the primary branches and the number of secondary branches and the number of spikelets. So we do an experiment in Nanjing Agricultural University, and we use the four cultivars. This is the morphological of the four cultivars. Mm. Wuxiangjing 14 is the cultivar is has a erratic leaves and particle, and the other has a curve. The pellicle is curving, and the Yangdao 6 has a long pellicle. This is the tools for computer visualization of rice pellicle. We use the operating system and Windows XP and simulation language is the .NET, VC++, .NET, and we use the OpenGL library for graphic display. And the database is Access, included in Office, Microsoft Office. this is the results and analysis. pellicle, when the pellicle heating, we measure the length of the pellicle come out, the part comes out of the stem, and the length comes out of the stem glows with the same time, qualitative same time. We use logistic functions to simulate it. since we calculate the length of the primary and secondary branches, the y-axis is the ratio of length of the primary branch of a pellicle. That x-axis is the load model of a pellicle axis. We can find that it is a cortical function. We also measure the number of the secondary branches and spikelets on secondary branches because in our closed model, has established for the number of primary branches and the number of spikelets on primary branches. The number of spikelets on primary branches is about 5 to 6. It's a pound on different cultivars. We also measure the interlode length of a pellicle axis and primary branches. We measure the distance of the load point of primary branch to pellicle base and find it increased exponentially. How can we visualize it? And we must know the parameters for the topological structure of the rice pellicles. And the number of the primary branches, secondary branches, and grains on the primary or secondary branches, and the length of primary branches, the length of primary branches, and the length of secondary branches, and the angle between the primary branches and the axis, and the angle between the secondary branches and the primary branches. We also establish the model of pellicle, the curve of pellicle radius use a quadratic Bezier curve. it is introduced to simulated panic analysis. We need to know the three point, P0, P1, and P2, three point, and the distance between the base of the panicle and the pixel of the panicle and the length of the panicle, we can gain the curve. We also use the cylinder to simulate the panicle rackets. Primary branch and secondary branches was more to the we use the branches primary branches and the angle between the primary branches and the axis and we have also needed to know the length of the branches. This is a geometrical plot title of spiky and primary and secondary branches. When you use a visualization, we need colors and light. It is, could seem more realistic. The color will take the photos using the panicle gloss and getting the color parameters, RGB, buff Photoshop, and reading them in database. And later we just use the functions in the OpenGL. This is a visualization results for rice panicle. It is two different type of cultivar. The above is the Nanjing next in 16. It is curving, and Wujiangjing 14 is erected. This is the photos comparing with the visualization results. I think it is very similar. And last, I want to talk the ongoing research activities of the research work. We need to integrate the nitrogen and the water factors into the model because the experiment was only include four different cultivars. The second, we need to integrate the results into the plant model because we have established the plant model for visualization the whole plant. The last, we need to improve the efficiency of dynamic visualization. Because when you visualize anything, a population, a rice population, you need to visualize many specific things. It is very difficult for computer. So we need to improve it. Thank you for your attention. Your questions and suggestions are welcome. And welcome to our campus. Oh, thank you. Please speak slowly.
How did you determine the parameters for Bezier curve?
Bezier curve?
Bezier curve.
Bezier curve? What is Bezier curve?
The
Physical code?
Can you show me the
which
the quadratic. Go back.
That one. Yeah?
Just keep going back. Just one more. Yeah, this one. Yeah, that one. And yeah. T1. Yeah, how did you determine the T1?
P1, we can see this thing. We get and the long the distance between the P1 and P2. We need the.
P1 actually separate is called. So I just wonder how did you find this P1?
P1 we need can get the P1 and the P2.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you can talk later after.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.